Connecticut single-family home sales grew in October, recording 2,610 sales, which is a 9.2% increase over the 2,379 sales in October 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and joining me as usual is Tim Warren Jr., CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you for being here.
Hello, Ian.
More of the same from Connecticut's market in October, Tim. Sales up a good amount, and prices have slipped. Median prices have risen in only 1 month this year, March, and that was by 3.1%. Is there any cause for worry about an overall decline in prices of about 2% for the rest of this year?
Well, yes, we did see a handsome increase in sales volume for October for both single-family homes and condominiums. That's been the trend all year, with single-family home sales in the first 10 months up 14% and condos up 13%. It is true that the median price has declined, but modestly. So far this year, the median price single-family home has slipped 1.9%, and last year it slipped by 3.3%. I don't think these declines are a sign of any kind of trouble with the real estate market. The decreases are small, and realtors say that prices are stable and pending sales are up. What I think is a good thing is the prices are not rising faster than wages are rising. When that happens, a bubble is created, and a crash in the market is likely to follow. So the markets are behaving rationally, and home buyers are snapping up reasonably priced homes. The other silver lining in the modest decline in median prices is that it improves Connecticut's competitive position with other states. On a national basis, median prices are actually increasing at about 6% annually. The national median price and Connecticut's median price are coming closer together, making Connecticut more attractive to companies that wish to increase the size of their workforce.
Tim, as you said, single-family home sales are up year-to-date by more than 14% and condos more than 13%. Is there any signal that things will be different for the last 2 months of the year, or can we expect some more year-over-year increases?
I think we will see the trend continue. Homes are affordable now, with prices well below their peaks of 2007 and with interest rates still low. I think consumers are smart to be shopping for homes now. We saw a good report of job growth last week and even more certain signs that the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates very soon. Higher interest rates will make homes less affordable even if home prices don't rise. So there is a rush to buy now and lock in lower interest rates by consumers. So the increases in sales are likely to continue for a while longer until the interest rates really go up. And that helps the Connecticut economy because each new listing and each home sold results in money being spent to improve and furnish the home. A 14% increase in home sales this year is quite a stimulus to the economy.
Thank you, Tim, and thank to all of you listening for joining us. If you'd like more information on how the Warren Group's banking and real estate data might help you and your business or publication, please visit thewarrengroup.com.